4. The mixed races. As contact is made with the dawn of historic times, all of Eurasia, Northern Africa, and the Pacific Islands is overspread with the composite races of mankind. And these races of today have resulted from a blending and reblending of the 5 basic human stocks of Urantia. Each of the Urantia races was identified by certain distinguishing physical characteristics. The Adamites and Nodites were long-headed. The Andonites were broad-headed. The Sangic races were medium-headed, with the yellow and blue men tending to broad-headedness. The blue races, when mixed with the Andonite stock, were decidedly broad-headed. The secondary Sangics were medium to long-headed. Although these skull dimensions are serviceable in deciphering racial origins, the skeleton as a whole is far more dependable. In the early development of the Urantia races, there were originally 5 distinct types of skeletal structure. 1. Andonic, Urantia Aborigines. 2. Primary Sangic, Red, Yellow, and Blue. 3. Secondary Sangic, Orange, Green, and Indigo. 4. Nodites, descendants of the Dalmatians. 5. Adamites, the violet race. As these 5 great racial groups extensively intermingled, continual mixture tended to obscure the Andonite type by Sangic hereditary dominance. The Lapps and the Eskimos are blends of Andonite and Sangic blue races. Their skeletal structures come the nearest to preserving the aboriginal Andonic type. But the Adamites and the Nodites have become so headmixed with the other races that they can be detected only as a generalized Caucasoid order. In general, therefore, as the human remains of the last 20,000 years are unearthed, it will be impossible clearly to distinguish the 5 original types. Study of such skeletal structures will disclose that mankind is now divided into approximately 3 classes. 1. The Caucasoid, the Andite blend of the Nodite and Adamic stocks, further modified by primary and some secondary Sangic admixture and by considerable Andonic crossing. The Occidental white races, together with some Indian and Turanian peoples, are included in this group. The unifying factor in this division is the greater or lesser proportion of Andite inheritance. 2. The Mongoloid, the primary Sangic type, including the original red, yellow, and blue races. The Chinese and Amerinds belong to this group. In Europe, the Mongoloid type has been modified by secondary Sangic and Andonic mixture, still more by Andite infusion. The Malayan and other Indonesian peoples are included in this classification, though they contain a high percentage of secondary Sangic blood. 3. The Negroid, the secondary Sangic type, which originally included the orange, green, and indigo races. This is the type best illustrated by the Negro, and it will be found through Africa, India, and Indonesia wherever the secondary Sangic race is located. In North China there is a certain blending of Caucasoid and Mongoloid types. In the Levant the Caucasoid and Negroid have intermingled. In India, as in South America, all 3 types are represented. And the skeletal characteristics of the 3 surviving types still persist and help to identify the later ancestry of present-day human races.